Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 83 this afternoon under overcast skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 59 tonight, clear skies, bright sunshine tomorrow, highs around 87. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 77.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. After a few delays, rain and weather coupled with intense heat and wind for an extended period, the Oklahoma wheat harvest just about wrapping up. Oklahoma Wheat Commission Executive Director Mike Schulte said it's been a tough year for wheat producers in his state.
You know, it just really was a tough year all the way around just due to the drought conditions all over the wheat corridor from southwest Oklahoma up into north central Oklahoma. You know, I think producers in a lot of areas are really surprised that the yields are doing a little bit better than what they had anticipated. That's not to say that, you know, we certainly had complete losses in far southwest Oklahoma regions. And then we had the hail storms that we had to deal with in south central Oklahoma. So that hindered us from getting harvest moving just due to the heavy rains and then hail damage that we had received in those regions. But as we've gotten into central regions of the state and north central regions, things did get a little bit better as harvest progressed.
And a coalition of farm groups have sent a letter to Senate Ag Committee leadership endorsing the nomination of Alexis Taylor to be USDA's Undersecretary for Trade. The letter says the Oregon Ag Director, widely recognized as a leader on agriculture policy and has the domestic and international experience to shepherd U.S. agriculture through growing global changes of protecting food security, tackling inflation, and expanding markets for U.S. agricultural products. And USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, launching a new outreach and awareness campaign called Protect Our Pigs to support commercial pork producers, veterinarians, and pig owners in the fight against African swine fever. ASF last summer was confirmed in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. For the first time in 40 years, the pig-only disease has been in the Western Hemisphere. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Kansas is one of just a few states that's considered an abortion haven or sanctuary. The state drew national attention in 1991 as anti-abortion activists mounted the Summer of Mercy sit-in protests. 18 years after that, abortion provider George Tiller was killed in his church. The state will be the first to vote on abortion rights following the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on Friday overturning Roe v. Wade. On August 2nd, Kansas voters will decide whether the right to an abortion is protected by the Kansas Constitution. Some 700 Midwest Energy customers lost power Friday after what the company called a weird outage in Wallace County. That's according to a social media report. A sprayer plane clipped a high-voltage transmission line, bringing those wires down onto Midwest Energy wires. Crews were able to restore power to Sharon Springs and the surrounding area on one of the hottest days of the year by approximately 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty Accord has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty at Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty at Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com.
Offers with approved credit for tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months of inventory as of May 5th.
Two people were injured, one critically, in a crash involving a semi-tractor trailer and a pickup in western Sedgwick County. The crash happened around 10:20 a.m. Saturday at West 23rd Street South and 263rd Street West in Garden Plain. One person was pinned in a vehicle, but dispatch confirmed that the person was extracted from the vehicle. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says in accordance with Executive Order 20-30, she has ordered all flags to be flown at half-staff on Wednesday to honor fallen Linn County volunteer firefighter Joshua Haynes. Haynes had been working with Rural County Fire District 1 Department when he suffered fatal injuries battling a blaze at a chiropractic office in Pleasanton last Monday. And don't look now, but the Kansas Powerball jackpot is up to an estimated $346 million. The drawing for the Powerball is tonight. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $328 million. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Nebraska could be headed to a special session to try to ban abortions now that the U.S. Supreme Court has given states that power. But it's unclear whether one will actually happen and what type of restrictions might win enough support to pass. Governor Pete Ricketts said he would work with Speaker of the Legislature, Mike Hilgers, to try to find a way to ban abortions, but hasn't yet committed to a special session. Ricketts, a conservative Republican who vehemently opposes abortion, praised the ruling as, quote, a victory for the people. The Nebraska Supreme Court has denied the post-conviction appeal of a death row inmate who said his defense attorney was so inept that his right to a fair trial had been compromised. Roy Ellis Jr. was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to death for the 2005 killing of 12-year-old Amber Harris. In its ruling on Friday, the state's high court said Ellis's argument that his trial lawyer failed to effectively challenge prosecutors' DNA evidence was without merit. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
During the busy harvest season, affordable parts are only a phone call away. For more than 40 years, Abilene Machine has been a trusted source for quality ag replacement parts. Need augers, chaffers, or chains for your combine, or parts for your tractor? Abilene Machine stocks new, remanufactured, and used parts that meet or exceed original equipment manufacturer specs, but are priced below OEM. For pricing, inventory, and 24-hour ordering, visit them online at AbileneMachine.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved a $2 per hour premium pay for hours worked during the COVID pandemic, April 1st of 2020 through March 31st, 2021, for any current employees who were employed during that period of time. The motion passed on a 2-to-1 vote, with Barb Kike for voting no, noting that her vote did not mean she didn't think employees deserved more pay, but that adjustments should be made to the pay scale to make it more fair. Kiefer wanted to wait a week on the premium pay vote until the American Rescue Plan fund expenditures list was more complete. The board further discussed the pros and cons of adjusting pay lines and understand the need to increase pay throughout the county to remain competitive in the job market. They will be reassessing the pay scale and likely making adjustments to go into effect on January 1st with the new budget year. The Marshall County Health Department reopened last week in the Landall-owned building at 1500 Center Street in Marysville. Adjusters have inspected storm damage at the 600 Broadway location and said a preliminary report will take approximately 10 days. Washington County Commissioners last week discussed the county fair and heard reports of recent improvements and changes at the fairgrounds, as well as budgeting proposed for the next year. Discussion of roads included conversation regarding the width of gravel roads, with some concern heard that larger equipment has challenges navigating deeper ditches. Resealing options for hard surface roads were also discussed. No final decisions were made. Nemaha County Commissioners discussed the county employee wages, as well as the sick and vacation policy moving forward at last week's meeting. A train locomotive derailed near Beatrice early Friday afternoon. The Burlington Northern engine was retracked at Southwest 75th near West Hickory Road, north of Beatrice near Hogue at an industrial area. No injuries or other damage were reported. $50,000 bond was set in Nemaha County District Court for a Havensville man. 28-year-old Joseph Keene was taken into custody last week on a Nemaha County warrant for sexual exploitation of a child. Faye K. Downey, age 75, of Marysville, passed away June 21st. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Faye Downey. Marjorie A. Bergman, age 93, of Lillis, passed away June 20th. Mass of Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Lillis. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Rosary service at the church Monday at 7, with a visitation at the church Monday from 6 until 8. Campanella Stewart Funeral Home of Wamego in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Bergman. LaVon E. Hornbostel, age 88, of Lynn Palmer area, passed away June 23rd. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for LaVon Hornbostel. Ruth L. Dorn, age 86, of Wymore, passed away June 8th. A graveside service is planned Tuesday, June 28th, 11 a.m. at the Christ Lutheran Cemetery, rural Pickerel. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 7 p.m. at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Dorn. Dennis Skip L. Pfeiffer, age 76, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Visitation Monday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Dennis Skip Pfeiffer. Audrey Louise Searcy, age 86, passed away June 21st. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Ovet Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Louise Searcy. Leo A. Hazenkamp, age 8 months, of Washington, passed away June 22nd. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Visitation Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Leo Hazenkamp. A graveside service for Joan Myers, age 85, of Centralia, who passed away 2 years ago, is planned Wednesday, June 29th, 2 p.m. at the Centralia City Cemetery, with the Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Joan Myers. Mary E. Lamberting Wimpy, age 94, of Manhattan, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service is planned July 4th at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with details to follow. Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Mary Lamberting Wimpy.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and warmer today with our highs in the lower to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s throughout Missouri. And clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. And temperatures will warm up on Wednesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June 89, record high on this date 109, the average low 67 and the record low 46. Sunset this evening 8:58, sunrise in the morning at 6:03.
Collecting cattails for flower arrangements, we share some preservation techniques on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 27th, the 178th day of the year. Bob Keeshan, better known as Captain Kangaroo, was born on this day in 1927, and O Canada was proclaimed Canada's official national anthem on this day in 1980. Cattails are growing abundantly now along creek beds and marshy areas, and many of us routinely gathered a few for dried flower arrangements. Here's a few things you need to know. Choose cattails that are only slightly larger than a pencil's diameter. They'll hold up better and are less likely to burst. Many people find a good coating of hairspray is all the preservative needed. Another method is to dip them in a solution of 9 parts water and 1 part Elmer's glue. It'll steal your cattails indefinitely, and it doesn't leave them with that shiny hairspray luster. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville invites you to their annual Keepsake Ornament Premiere event, July 19th through the 16th. Shop the newest and some never-before-seen ornaments and register for some great prizes. Don't forget to pre-order your ornaments early. Just imagine all the memories and fun moments you'll have after you stop by Reflections Keepsake Ornament Premiere event, July 19th through the 16th in beautiful downtown Marysville.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent John Bannister would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts may vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, KU's Bryce Hopple has done it again. The former Jayhawk won his third career USATF title in the 800-meter Sunday in Eugene, Oregon. The win qualifies him for the World Outdoor Championships next month, also in Eugene. He'll once again be coached by KU head coach Stanley Redwine, who was chosen to lead the Team USA men's team. The meet runs July 15th through the 24th. When KU big man David McCormick didn't hear his name called in Thursday night's 58-pick NBA draft, his response came in the form of one word, bet. Now the former Jayhawk will have a shot at the NBA. McCormick has signed an Exhibit 10 contract with the Minnesota Timberwolves, which means he'll join the team for the NBA Summer League and training camp to compete for a roster spot. It's a one-year, non-guaranteed deal. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP. Fighting feral rye in your wheat? Looking for a coaxium production system variety with excellent yield potential and drought tolerance? AgriPro brand variety AP18AX gets it done and more. Associates at agriprowheat.com.
Kansas State head basketball coach Jerome Tang continued the process of building his first team on Friday morning with the signing of graduate transfer Abayomi Ayola to a financial aid agreement with the program for the 2022-23 season. At 6'10", 215 pounds, he arrived at K-State after playing the 2021-22 season at Hofstra, where he saw action in 28 games with 25 starts. He helped the Pride win 21 games, including 13 in the Colonial Athletic Association play, while leading the team in field goal percentage and rebounding. Among his four double-doubles was an 18-point, 14-rebound effort in a win over number 24 Arkansas on December 18th of 2021. The Royals announced on Friday that Salvador Perez will have surgery to repair the ulnar collateral ligament in his left thumb after the catcher re-aggravated the injury earlier this week. Perez is expected to return to play this season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect beans from hungry Japanese and bean beetles with the help of floating row covers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These lightweight fabrics allow air, light, and water through while preventing flying insects from laying their eggs on susceptible plants. Since beans don't rely on insects for pollination, you can cover the plants. Lay the cloth over the planting, leaving enough slack to accommodate plant growth. Anchor the edges to the ground with boards, landscape pins, or soil. Rain will penetrate the fabric and reach the soil below. You can water through the fabric when needed. or consider installing a soaker hose at planting to avoid overhead watering. Just lift the fabric for harvest, then secure the edges when finished. Or remove the covering if it becomes cumbersome. You will have eliminated much of the damage and can remove and destroy any beetles that move into the planting. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Every cowboy needs a cowboy hat. There are plenty of places you can buy a hat, but this small shop in West Texas has quite a story. The man who operates it has customers from other continents who know the value of his work. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
John Davis admits he got into this business a bit by accident.
Essentially, I was kind of in between jobs, and this business needed another hat maker and was willing to train.
John was just an employee at the time. The owner eventually moved the business to Houston, but John got a chance to purchase Olympia Creek hats and brought it back here to Fort Davis, Texas, in the Big Bend region of the state.
These truly are handmade, and everything in the hats made here in the United States. We take our time. It's kind of like the difference between a factory-made saddle and a handmade saddle.
And with the extra time comes some qualities you won't find in many hats you can just purchase off the shelf somewhere.
First and foremost is I don't put any powders or cosmetics on them. They're as natural as I can make them. And then just the time and effort that goes into it, you're trying to increase the density of the material to make a better quality hat and to get a finer finish.
John creates cowboy hats the old way, which is a good way. But that process is far different than what you'd find in a factory. Just listen to John's answer when I ask him how long it takes to make a hat.
Everyone's a little bit different. It's kind of like starting a cult. Every one of them are just a little bit different. And just because you did this today doesn't mean you can do that tomorrow to the next step, you know?
John says it's not only time and craftsmanship, but also the materials with which you work that make a difference.
I only make 100% beaver or a beaver blend of half rabbit and half beaver. And those qualities, they'll hold up and last. I can stand behind them.
As you can tell, John is making special hats, and he's become quite well known for what he creates. So who is buying these hats? The answer next time as we travel the countryside. Fort Davis, Texas. I'm Andrew McRae.
Dragonflies are charming insects to watch. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With their brilliant colors and transparent wings, you can't help but be transfixed by their movement over water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
See a lot of dragonflies at the lake near our house. I love to watch them hover and dart around, but they used to scare the kids. They're large insects, and those long abdomens do look menacing. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says there's no need to be afraid of dragonflies. They don't bite, sting, or cause any harm to humans. However, small insects don't stand a chance.
In fact, they're probably the best mosquito control you can have in terms of picking adult mosquitoes out of the air and feeding on them. Every now and then around some neighborhoods, there'll just be a swarm of dragonflies all flying around. And people get concerned about that and think there's something wrong and they need to do something about it. And we tell them, nope, they're probably there because there's food for them and that's something you want.
Adult dragonflies hunt only on warm, sunny days. They fly in a pattern back and forth over the water up to speeds of 30 miles per hour. They scoop small insects from the air using their spiny front legs that are held like a basket under the mouth. It would be very beneficial to have dragonflies patrolling your backyard, but Holscher says it's difficult to attract them.
You're going to find them in areas where obviously they have water to reproduce in. A constant source of water can't just be a temporary puddle or a pool or anything like that. So anywhere where you have a pond, a lake, any type of water source like that, you're probably going to have them. And then along with that, at least with the adults, there's got to be an abundance of food for them.
Dragonflies are sensitive to pollution, so their presence may be a sign of a healthy ecosystem. However, they're a hardy insect. According to fossil records, dragonflies have remained unchanged for millions of years, even predating the dinosaurs. Learn more about the beautiful dragonfly at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The deadline approaches for signing up for the U.S. Census of Agriculture. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
If you're a farmer who did not participate in the 2017 Census of Agriculture or in any other USDA surveys, you have until this Thursday to sign up for the 2022 Census. Donald Byes is chief of the Census Planning Branch of the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
The Census of Agriculture is designed to provide a count of all farms and farmers in the United States once every 5 years. The census data is the only source of uniform, comprehensive, and unbiased ag data for every state, the U.S., and every county. And that's really the value, is that local level of data.
Bai says the census data gets a lot of use.
We do know that other USDA agencies, farm organizations, agribusinesses, state departments of agriculture, government officials, researchers, media, all use the Census of Agriculture data to help in policy or to tell a story.
Bai says it's good to catch up every 5 years.
This particular Census of Agriculture, the changes are very limited, which really helps us to draw comparisons to what happened during the 2017 year. You can look back in time with the Census of Agriculture and see some trends that maybe are emerging.
Just go to www.nass.usda.gov for details. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency, along with the Army Corps of Engineers, concluded their series of roundtables this week, gathering stakeholders' thoughts on changing the waters of the U.S. rule. And Courtney Briggs, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Government Affairs, says that the goal of these events was to find some regional differences on the discussion.
The roundtables are wrapping up this week. There are 10 in total, and the point of these roundtables is to talk about the regional differences as it pertains to WOTUS, because WOTUS plays out very differently based on what region of the country you're in.
She goes on to say, however, the discussions won't be considered in some of the rulemaking processes.
There's been some roundtables that have been very well balanced and have brought different perspectives to the table to talk about regional differences. There certainly have been some that have been very one-sided, and those have been concerning because they have failed to bring to the table a mainstream agricultural representative. But one of the biggest concerns is the agencies have stated that they are not going to use these roundtables as part of the regulatory process, and it really begs the question, what is the point of these roundtables?
She says the rulemaking process continues, but the Supreme Court will weigh in soon as well.
We expect that the agencies will release a finalized rule at some point this calendar year, but all attention is now turning to the Supreme Court. They have announced that they will hear oral arguments in Sackett versus the EPA on October 3rd. So that will be the first case that they will hear next session, and that case has the potential to provide a lot of clarity and certainty for the regulated community.
The debate on the waters of the U.S. rule continues with the different agricultural committees in Washington, D.C., along with the Environmental Protection Agency, and they hope that some of the roundtables and input from farmers across the nation will have a say in how the rules may change. That again was Courtney Briggs, the American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Government Affairs.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tompe and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable, Channel 4.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In formal comments filed recently, 11 farm groups encouraging the Security Exchange Commission to amend its proposed rule regarding climate disclosures. Michael Clements with more on what the groups requested.
The American Farm Bureau Federation and 10 other agriculture groups submitted comments to the Securities Exchange Commission late last week regarding its proposed climate disclosure rule. Andrew Walmsley, AFBF Senior Director of Government Affairs, says the groups provided technical documents outlining concerns and recommendations.
Traditionally, SEC is concerned about large companies that you would associate with Wall Street, but what SEC has proposed through the Scope 3 reporting requirements could touch every farmer and rancher in this country, as it's requiring those large companies to report emissions from suppliers from downstream and upstream, and that would capture many small, medium, and large farmers.
Walmsley says the rule would require burdensome record keeping, as well as create liability concerns and data privacy concerns.
We don't think the SEC, when they proposed this rule, really thought through the implications and costs and burdens that would be put on rural America. And so we're encouraging them through this rulemaking process to reevaluate this rule and take our concerns to heart and propose a better rule that provides information that's useful to shareholders, but it does not create undue burdens on agriculture.
The comments include a list of recommendations that better serve farmers and ranchers.
So our technical comments laid out some options for the agency, the easiest of which would be to scrap the Scope 3 idea. We will continue to engage with SEC as they work through this rulemaking and encourage farmers and ranchers to reach out to their members of Congress. Those folks are ultimately accountable to the American public and have oversight with the SEC. I encourage your voice to be shared with your member of Congress or U.S. Senator.
Learn more at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Most hay fields are ready to cut. Toxic weeds can sneak in, so know exactly what you're baling to avoid poisoning your livestock on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Aren't palatable to livestock, and they'll avoid them in a pasture if there's adequate forage. However, if a toxic weed ends up in hay, the animals can't easily tell dried weeds from beneficial forage. Ingestion can make them sick or even cause death. Krishna Martinson is an equine specialist with the University of Minnesota. She says some weeds retain their toxicity when dry, others don't. Wild parsnip and poison hemlock are common toxic weeds, and there are dozens of others depending on where you live. Protect your animals with good forage management.
You are keeping track of that soil fertility. We are keeping track of the pH. You have a regular mowing or a regular grazing schedule. In a pasture setting, you're not overgrazing. That turf is quite competitive against weeds. And if you manage it well, you shouldn't have a huge weed problem.
Martinson suggests walking around your hayfield and scouting for weeds every time you cut. Know the soil conditions they thrive in and avoid those areas.
A lot of these poisonous plants, with the exception of wild parsnip and hoary lissom, usually tend to like to be in a shaded or a bit of a wet area. And where that becomes a problem is during a drought year, when people start baling up sloughs or ditches or maybe other areas that would be too wet in a normal year and aren't normally a managed hayfield. That's when we see a lot of problems.
Symptoms of weed poisoning depends on the animal, the plant ingested, and how much was ingested. Call your veterinarian if you suspect the animal has eaten a toxic plant. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for avoiding poisonous weeds in hay at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Markets wrapping up a little bit later here as we see things pretty steady on the board. Not a whole lot of changes throughout the day. The grain market is still kind of mixed, but mostly lower on the day. Livestock started off mostly higher. We're seeing it kind of mixed as live cattle has dipped down slightly on the day. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit. In the corn market, they've been pretty consistent, mostly on the board. July corn's down 7 cents right now at 7.43 1/4. September corn is down by 21 3/4 cents, 2.661 even. In the wheat market, mostly lower here. July's KC wheat's down 14 1/2 cents, 2.978 even. September KC wheat's down 13 1/2 cents, 2.984. and 3/4. In the soybean market, they're moving further into the green right now, as July beans are up 24 cents on the day to 16.34 1/2. August beans up 12 3/4 cents, 2.1533 1/2. On the meal side, July soybean meals up $10.90 at 4.43 1/2. The oil also up a dollar even at 70.75. Cotton market mostly lower here. July cotton, they took a big hit last week and they're still moving downward, with July down $1.76 at 102 even. October cotton's down $4 at 103.15. And the oats market is mixed, with July oats up with some decent gains of 35.5 cents to 6.34 1/2. Real quick, in the meat market, we see kind of mixed on the board. Live cattle for June's down 15 cents at 135.20. August live cattle is unchanged right now at 133.37. Feeder cattle still mostly higher here, with August up $1.72 at 174.07. September's up $1.67 at 176.75 overall. Lean hogs, real quick, they're down 40 cents at 110.52. U.S. dollar index for the day, they're starting off the week mostly lower, with the September index in the red 32 cents at 103.63. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Hard trucks and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit for taxes. Please don't all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined and expired.
June is National Dairy Month, so celebrate with your favorite dairy treat. Dairy products not only contain essential nutrients, they provide health benefits and simply taste great. Dairy, it's good and it's good for you. A reminder that June is National Dairy Month from Oldie Dairy Farm, Christian family owned and operated since 1955, always expanding and growing. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring cattle sales every other Thursday. Consignments online at marysvillelivestock.com. Prairie Valley Vet Clinic of Blue Rapids. Dr. Musil and the staff want to thank the hardworking agricultural community, serving large and small animal health needs. Bussing Dairy of Axtell, continuing the tradition of the American Family Dairy, proud sponsor of National Dairy Month. Linda's Insurance Agency of Marysville. Linda Schmitz can help protect your farming operation investments this year and every year. Washington Veterinary Clinic, providing the best quality and preventive care for your pets and livestock for over 60 years. A.J. Schmitz Dairy of Axtell, a family-owned farm for over 30 years, proud sponsor of National Dairy Month. And KNDY Radio, your ag news and markets leader.
Homeowners may find themselves in a less than favorable circumstance when discovering bats in their homes. Wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts explains some of the common issues that arise.
This time of year, you know, someone detects bats in their attic and they reach out to a pest control company, and what they hear is, we cannot remove the bats right now because there are probably pups in the attic and we need to wait till fall to do that. The adults, of course, can fly all the time. The young pups have not learned how to fly yet at this time of the year. They're totally dependent on their mother for care, and oftentimes we end up with a little bit of a confusing message, and that's that the bats are protected and we can't remove them and harm them. And that is, of course, a concern if we do have protected species that might be in the attic. But the bigger risk, really, and the bigger reason that we typically don't try and remove bats at this time of year is we can't find all those flightless pups. If we can't find the flightless pups, then there's no way for them to get out after the adults have been excluded. Since the pups can't fly, they're going to end up dying in the attic, and that ends up being a bigger health risk than the bats staying in the attic for another month or so.
Ricketts explains the major health concerns related to bats being found in living spaces.
When we have a bat in the living space of the house, that's the greatest concern. The potential there is transmission of rabies. Because bats' mouths are so small, it's possible for a bat to land on us, bite us, and us not know it. We may not even have a big enough wound to be able to tell that that bat bit us. So everyone in the house needs to be able to answer the question, did I come into contact with the bat? If not everyone in the house can answer that question as a definitive no, then we need to try and collect that bat so that it can be tested for rabies. If it can't be tested for rabies, the best next step to take would be to reach out to the health department, and that's who you're going to reach out to have the bat tested for rabies as well. But we need to reach out to the health department and consult with them about whether or not we need to have treatment for post-exposure treatment for rabies, which is a series of shots.
He ends with helpful resources for those dealing with this issue.
Some good resources for learning about bats in houses and how to deal with them would be your K-State Research and Extension Wildlife page, www.wildlife.k-state.edu. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has a really good resource. If you Google bats in houses, KDWP, Bat Conservation International also has some really good resources. If you are looking for somebody to help do the job for you, there is a list of nuisance wildlife control operators on the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks website as well, and they list what species they deal with and what areas they cover.
on the proper steps to follow when discovering bats in your home. That was K-State Wildlife Specialist Drew Ricketts.
All new for 22, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive. They have a Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive and a pair of Chevy Trailblazers starting under $30,000 new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.